Welcome to Slammed, a Boston Celtics podcast brought to you by Odyssey. I'm Megan Ottolini of WEEI, and I am so excited to bring you this episode from Celtics training camp, which got underway this week. We got the chance to catch up with 2024 Finals MVP Jaylen Brown after practice. You'll notice right away, if you recognize my voice, that I asked him about his footwear. That's because he was rocking his new sneakers, his Performance Rover 741s. These are the basketball sneakers he's launching this season independently. You'll hear him talk a lot about why he wanted to undertake that sneaker project and the feedback he's already getting from other basketball players. If you've seen any of the memes, by the way, floating around about how much muscle he's put on in the offseason, he addresses that too, as well as why this is one of the hardest training camps he says he's been through ever. Thanks, as always, for listening, and please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. How do the shoes feel, Jaylen?
Oh, they feel great. Light, able to move. Some guys already asked me to get them some pairs, so when they drop in a month, I'll make sure that we'll get them out to some NBA guys, some college guys, some younger guys, looking to just give guys some other options. You know, kind of bored of seeing the same old things over and over again, so just give guys some more creativity into the sneaker industry.
Any names you can mention?
Say that again?
Any names you can mention?
I don't want to mention any names. You guys will see. You'll see.
I know you talked about it a little bit in the press release and everything, but just what motivated you to want to start this brand and everything?
Honestly, boredom. It'd be great for it to be successful, but even if it's not, like, who cares? You know, I was just kind of tired of seeing the same old things and the deals being constructed the same way. So hopefully in the next 20 years, even if this isn't, like, super successful, that it sparks other athletes, other creators to have the courage to start and build something on their own. Like, I plan on sharing my story, how much resources it took, kind of the ins and outs of everything that I've gone through, maybe turn it into a documentary or something like that. But honestly, just to, you know, be a catalyst to what I want the future to look like. More brands, more creativity, rather than these just major corporations kind of just maintaining. So, you know, that's what I want to see.
Joe, you've talked about how you managed to just kind of stay in shape and even get in the best shape of your life just by traveling all around the world. Like, how do you go about that? Is there, like, a trick or a routine that you've established?
Yeah, discipline. Schedule everything. The devil is in the details. Leave no stone unturned. My staff, the people that work with me during the summertime, Drew Moore, does a great job of coordinating and scheduling everything, like, from when I wake up to when I eat breakfast to when I want to go out and have fun to my workouts. Everything is scheduled to meetings. And that helps me have discipline. It helps me keep routine rather than just waking up and kind of just figuring it out. I have a very strict routine that's prepared, and I pretty much stuck to it the whole summer, so I was able to be efficient. Had a lot of fun this summer, but I got a lot of work in, so I'm excited about this year.
Was there something about last season that made you feel like you needed to put muscle on? Was there something about, like, going through that that made you think you needed to go that route?
Yeah, I think just the duration of the season. I put on some muscle coming back last year, and it paid off for me, like, just by being healthier, not too many injuries, by protecting my ligaments and my joints, and then just having an extra gear when it came to the playoffs. I was able to still, you know, I played 70 games, picked up guys full court, played both sides of the ball with intensity, and maintained it all the way through the playoffs, all the way through the finals. So I like that feeling, so I just added to it. And I did more to kind of just get myself in even better shape. So I can be prepared for another late postseason run.
Yeah, great players in the last season work on things to get better the following season. What did you do in terms of technique?
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with challenging myself. I kind of fell in love with it, so I'm always seeking new ways to improve. And the great thing about it is, like, there's so much more room for improvement, you know, that I see in myself. So. And you guys see it as well. I've been able to accomplish a lot while not even being in my best form. So the room for growth is there. So I'm obsessed with it in all phases of life. Just challenging myself to get better as a man, as a person, as a son, you know, know, as a brother, as a business person, as a community guy, helping my community just all phases in life, trying to challenge myself to be better.
Jalen, you didn't hire an agent for the first few years. You were independent. The power that you have as an athlete, the wealth you have, is that something that some athletes kind of like produce in their own shoes? I mean, that's something that probably should have been done, could have been done, has been done to a certain extent. Like to exert your power as an athlete, that you control the narrative, you control what you do, as opposed to following everything your agent says or following everything your rep says, as opposed to doing it wrong.
And it's twofold, right? So I don't think there's any problem with going with the traditional model. Guys choose that. It's a lot of brand recognition guys get from major corporations. That's the route you want to go. I salute that. Just my whole ideology is being able to just create other options. There's a lot of guys who feel like they want to do other things and are afraid or don't know how. And as a Players Association rep, I listen to them. I listen to guys' stories as they get older, and I listen to guys' stories as they transition through their career, and they wish they had other options. So, you know, a solution for me was just to start, use my platform to create those and spark others and show them how exactly you could do it. But some people still may choose to go with those major corporations and sign with a major agency because that's what they feel is right for them. I salute that. I don't have an issue with that. But if you want another option, I want to provide that for you as well.
But going against the grain does not make you popular, you know, because corporate wants to control. Like, but you enjoy kind of going against the grain and that role of being the dude that they can't control.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't that way. I wish that you could think for yourself and think freely and you don't get put in a certain box for that. But my whole thing is, like, there's problems in society that can be easily identified, but nobody, you know, says anything or wants to do anything about it. I just chose at an early age that I'm going to use my platform to provide those options regardless of how it goes for me. I'm dedicated to that. I'm not afraid of it. And I'm excited. I think just my brain is, like, solution-based. People like to use the word disruptor, but, you know, if you got to disrupt some things for it to end up being a little bit more of an efficient model, then that's what it takes. But, you know, my position as an athlete vice president and taking on more responsibility in that role, you hear a lot of issues and you see a lot of issues and you talk about it. You go back and forth with the league, talk to other leagues, and you talk to other entertainment industries. Some of those problems are as a through line, you know, so being able to have an opportunity to speak to things, to use my platform is an honor to me.
What has stood out to you the first few days of camp here?
Training camp's been hard. Training camp has been a lot of conditioning, a lot of defensive stuff, setting the tone on the defensive end, you know, pushing ourselves. It's been great. It's exactly what we needed. We did not ease into training camp by no means. Joe Mazzulla is a psycho in a good way. But, yeah, training camp it's probably one of the tougher training camp first 2 days that I've probably had in terms of just intensity, conditioning level, physicality, defensive, like, warrior-type mentality. So I think it'd be good for us. Now we're just working on, you know, building great habits, breaking habits from just being off in the summer, and working on trying to play great Celtic basketball.
To the last question. Obviously, it's even before the starting the Denver games.
Yeah.
You know, you're last year's champion against previous year's champion. And, you know, they were talking yesterday at the media day about what it felt like to be at the peak of the mountain. Do these games mean anything at all?
It'd mean a little more to me. I spent a large portion of my summer in the Middle East. So a lot of friends and family will be attending at the game. So it'll be fun to go globalize the game and play on that side of the world. So I look forward to it. But also playing against the former champs, I'm sure it'll be exciting to watch. So, you know, I'm not sure what the rotations or the schedule is going to be, if guys are going to play or not going to play. But I want to play. You know, I want to play. It's like when I'm, like, extended home for me now. So to be able to play in front of those guys would be fun.
Thank you. Thanks, John.